Howdy Neighbors, Beef Buzz time, as we hear today from Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Colin in just a moment.
We are farmers. We are all day long doers. Agriculture isn't just our industry, it's our way of life. We invest in equipment that's long-lasting, economical, and environmentally conscious, because that's what it takes to do the job right. We're all about greater horsepower and cleaner emissions. New implements, more attachments, better technology and dependable engineering. For all your ag equipment needs, we are Kubota.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarro and company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
There's a very real, tangible benefit out there for the U.S. beef industry when it comes to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, the trade deal that's been negotiated among 12 different countries and has been brought back now by the Obama administration to the U.S. Congress for their consideration. We've already got several agriculture groups out there in favor and actively saying they support TPP. Others are still studying it. For example, the American Farm Bureau expected to vote on TPP, support of it, at their December Board of Directors meeting. However, you've got some folks that are saying not so sure if it's a good deal or not. So getting it done, not a slam dunk. According to Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, passage of TPP will be complicated by it being an election year in 2016.
You know, we're pushing for a vote in the first quarter of 2016. We need to get this done before the presidential election starts chewing on this even more than they already are. So that's a pretty tight timeline for us. It's going to take a lot of effort to get it done. And really, it's questionable whether that can get done just from the sheer fact that a few of us in agriculture have come out in support, but we haven't seen too many within the business committee who have, or business community who have made a firm statement yet. So we're going to need them to decide what they think their position is going to be, so that way we can all work together and start putting that pressure on both the House and Senate to take a vote.
Some, intellectual property rights, some of these things are still, I know, causing some heartburn.
Intellectual property rights, some patent protection issues. There are some things out there that we've had members of Congress that have been very clear they are not a fan of. You know, we have had the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Orrin Hatch, said that he would like to see portions of this renegotiated. There's no way anything's going to be renegotiated. Mm-hmm. So that concerns us, because we need the chairman to be able to support passage of the TPP if we're going to be successful.
Vice President for the Governmental Relations Efforts of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their Washington, D.C. office, Colin Woodall, talking about the politics that are swirling around the TPP, even as the Obama administration rolling it out, Congress kind of marking their territory a little bit and saying they're not sure if it's a good deal or not. A lot of groups, I think, will be coming on board, especially in the month of December, saying that they would like to see that done here in 2016. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, December 12th at noon. The sale includes 500 bred heifers, 400 bred cows and pairs, 75 open heifers, and 45 bulls. These are some of the best bred heifers McAllister Stockyards has ever offered. For more information, check out the consignments online at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. New buyers must register before sale day. That's www.mcallisterstockyards.com or 918-423-2834.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.